Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Len Cain and his fabulous family. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Today we have the honor, we have the privilege of having with us Len Cain. He was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2003. He was one of the runner-ups in 2014. His bio, should you check into that on Google, Len, K-A-I-N-E, is about 3 pages long with about 21 lines of accolades on all the extraordinary things he did. That would take 3 shows just to tell you about the wonderful things he's done for the world, his charitable things, his time in the service. Literally, I don't know where to start. I just want to say that the Golden Rule Society was named the U.S. Veterans Administration's Charity of Choice in 2010. Len Cain is my guest of choice with a
open welcome anytime he wants to be on our show. The door is always there for him to walk through. The Golden Rule Society, folks, is something that's truly extraordinary. The website will give you so many tips and secrets and benefits. It's goldenrulesociety.org, goldenrulesociety.org. And without further ado, I bring to you the one, the only, fabulous Len Cain. Welcome to the show.
Well, you're very courteous and very kind, as always, Joyce. I'm honored to be here, and anything I can do to help make it a better world, why, I'm right there trying to do it, by golly. And it's happy
well, the most
days to
the most important thing you can do to make it a better world is to stay in it and be healthy. So that's my wish for you. We need more people like you. Len, I just want to start off with, and then we can talk about pretty much whatever you want to address, and I know there's hours and hours of information you could pass on. But I want to start off with the Golden Rule, because in a world today, as stressed out as it is, I say now is one of those times more than ever we really need people to practice the Golden Rule. When did you realize the importance of living by that creed, and then what steps did you take to implement it worldwide?
Well, there's a couple of little stories that go with that, Joyce. As you can imagine, nothing just happens by the click of the button, but it all started years ago with the when I left home with my mom and dad's best wishes and all that going on. And, of course, I grew up trying to emulate that, living the Golden Rule, and that's what we've been doing. But a little story, ladies and gentlemen, that you might get a kick out of it. Because people say, how did you start the Golden Rule? Well, I have to tell you, Santa Claus had a little screwy-uppy, if you will. Back for Christmas of 1971, I got not one, but two electric shavers. Can you believe that? And I got one from my wife, Ann, and one from her mother, a little mix up there. And so I got two instead of one. So I asked my Navy fighter pilot buddies and my airline pilot pals. I say, hey, guys, what am I going to do with two electric shavers, for crying out loud? And they said, well, Len, simple. You shave your face with one, and then you shave your legs with the other one. And what could you expect from pilot pals?
Funny.
I mean, you... Anyway, at that time, I was I just started flying with an airline called Pacific Southwest Airlines. We were very well known here in California, and I had the sort of a crazy idea, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, during each flight I would do this. I said, I got two electric shavers, and they're both haven't been used, and I have one here, and I'm going to swap. I will swap this electric shaver for something of greater value. And each flight that I'm on, I will do the same. And it just exploded, because they were saying, what are you going to do with this electric shaver and all the things that you're going to get? Because I was hoping to get an old clunker of a car or a swayback horse or something like that. The idea was we were going to raffle off the prize or prizes, and the funds would go to the families of our veterans who were either prisoners of war, missing in action, or killed in action. It was something to help the families. Well, as I said, it just exploded and started going crazy. So I went to my boss man and I said that it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. Told him what I was doing, and they thought about that, and I said, that's a great idea. So, great deal of publicity, and I ended up being the high-flying horse trader, if you will. And it was Len's swap shop in the sky. And, by the way, for safety's sake, none of the swapping was done during the flight. It was before the flight, I would tell people about it, and after the flight, we would swap things. And people would make a donation, and for the most part, they just said, look, I'm going to send you this gift, and then you can raffle it off. And that was the fun part about it. And long story short, we ended up with about, maybe almost $15,000 worth of prizes. And when we did the raffle, we had, this was in 1972, mind you, about $25,000 in cash money, which we donated to the charities that were taking care of the veterans' families and what have you. So after a while, we did the same sort of a thing for other charities, the Heart Fund, cancer, when they were remodeling the Statue of Liberty, why we helped out with that. And it got to the point where overwhelming. So what I did was shared it with every charity that wanted it, every church or synagogue, whoever. I would tell them, okay, here's the program. You raise the money, you keep the money. Because there's no sense in people coming through our, through me, if you will. And when I realized how much money was going on, I kind of reminded myself of the dealers up in Las Vegas. Whenever they leave the table, they raise their hands and clap them and wave them and show you that there's nothing in their hands that they're walking away with. And I thought, I'm going to put the arm on a couple of my buddies who were attorneys and CPAs and tax guys. I said, we need something so that if somebody says, hey, Len Cain, what did you do with the money? We can say, here it is. Here's where it goes. The reports are all submitted to the various reporting systems. And they said, oh, okay, fine. So we were legitimate, if you will. So anybody wants to know what's going on, take a look. You'll see where the money goes. And that was out of necessity, if you will, because you can't just say, hey, I got a good program. I'm running out of my back pocket, as you could imagine. So that's what we've been doing. And Joyce, would you believe, if you count them on your fingers, it's been 44 years we have been doing this charity work, helping children, churches, charities nationwide and worldwide. And by the way, those of you who will visit the site, the Golden Rule Society.org, O-R-G, simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation. 44 years, and guess what? We're all non-paid volunteers. So when I do radio shows here, there, and everywhere, I'm going to say it again right now. Ladies and gentlemen, visit the site because most everything is free, except some things are better than free. And we're all non-paid volunteers again. So when I tell people we ain't selling nothing, it's all gifts and opportunities. And do yourself a favor, your family, your neighbors, your friends, your country. All you have to do is share it with everybody. And we've got a new program coming on, Joyce, that it's not quite soup yet. It's not ready to go, but it's going to be a program. We're going to call it Go, Go, Go. And 3 days a week, for just 3 minutes each day, we're going to put out a video that will go out to 153 countries for anybody that wants to watch. And we're telling them the Go stands for gifts. The O stands for opportunities. And the gifts are there for the taking. The opportunities, such as an example, why, if people want to have a home-based business, which is the backbone of the economy of the United States, why, they can market whatever product or service they would like. We give them a free website to do so. Wow, they can conduct their business from the safety, convenience, and comfort of their own home. And that's what it's all about. And when people say, hey, this is really great. Look at all these gifts. We want to make a donation. And what we say in the Golden Rule Society, fine, please make a donation to your favorite church or charity or whole house of worship, if you will. So, wow, we're not trying to raise any money for ourselves because whatever we get, we give. So it makes it easier on us. We say, make a donation to somebody that you know, that you like and you love, and just tell everybody about how to do it. And they go to the website, see what they can get, and off it goes. It's not quite ready, as I said. It isn't soup yet, but we're making it. And when we're ready, we're going to have a nice announcement to everybody who wants to play, who wants to take advantage of the free gifts and the opportunities to make it a better life for themselves. And by the way, you mentioned the Golden Rule, and you asked about it. What I did years ago, folks, I took the Golden Rule as it's written in the books of the 8 major religions in the world. And they're all pretty much the same. The wording, obviously, is different. But I sort of modernized it and updated it, if you will, because it all means the same. So all those 8 books, I took it and updated it, and it's now, as far as we're concerned, treat people the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Now, wouldn't it be a wonderful world if everybody would live that modern golden rule? I think about it, I pray about it, and I say, that's just the way to be. And it's, as I tell people, all of my very best ideas have been stolen by the ancients. So they're all there. As a matter of fact, Einstein admitted that he only had during his lifetime 2 original ideas. And he's 2 ahead of me, obviously. So anyway, that's what's going on. That's the Golden Rule. And we have a philosophy in our Golden Rule Society. It says, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And I know Joyce is very much interested in that, in her wonderful show and her wonderful opportunities, her wonderful good guidance as a counselor and just a wonderful friend. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen.
I love what it's all about. I love what you're all about. But I'm going to ask you for a very special favor. And that is, when your Go, Go, Go program is ready to launch, I want that as my breaking news on our show to announce it to the world.
I'd be happy to share it with you, my dear. But why not? Because you touch the lives of many millions of people. And God bless you for that, my dear. And
that
keep up your good
awesome
work.
Breaking news. I just want to say I've been to your website many times. There are so many good things on there. You really, folks, have to check out goldenrulesociety.org. It is awesome because it gives you so much, and as Len Cain was saying, so much for free. I want to talk a little about with you your success secrets. As someone who walks the talk, who's very successful, did so many things in life, and all of them made a difference. What are some success secrets you want to share with our listeners?
Oh my. Well, let me tell you, there's the background on what we call the success secrets. It all started as a little, not a little pamphlet, but something I wrote, and I was contemplating on it, and I was listing, I said, the dozen dumb things that people do to mess up their lives, and the solutions or the secrets on how to avoid those dozen dumb things. Well, in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't do it. So I had to make it 2 dozen dumb things that people do to mess up their lives.
And that's a small number.
And anyway, I put it together, and to make it more reasonable and amenable to people who come and look at it, we call them the success secrets. So that's all. But it started off as a dozen dumb things. And primarily I wrote it for our children, the children that we touch their lives. And now it's more than, it's millions, people, millions, by golly. And you asked for some samples. Let me just give you the very first one, which I think is pretty good. It says, don't have a purpose in life. Why? Just go through life aimlessly and hope for the best. Sure, that's a dumb thing to do. But the truth is, your happiness does not come from selfish satisfactions, and the collections of things and stuff, but through your dedication to a worthy purpose. So, what's a worthy purpose? It's a continuous progress and process of growth. Here it is. Say it out loud to yourself, morning, noon, and night. I'm becoming the successful person that I'm meant to be. Okay, you ask now, how do you do that? Here's the plan. Life is for doing, learning, enjoying, giving, and loving. Simple. Now you have a purpose and a plan to achieve it. It's never too late to start. If you're still alive, you can do it. Your happiness in life is motivated by your purpose. So be thankful for a purpose in life, someone to love, work to be done, and the hope for a better tomorrow. That's just one of the two dozen. And if you're interested, I can cover a few others.
Let's
but
do five. Let's
let me
do
make
a total of five. They were very good. Any five of your choice. And, folks, you can see the rest of them in that website, the GoldenRuleSociety.org. But they were very powerful and very well written.
Oh, well, that's just some things that I thought about and studied and looked at in my research. And anyway, let me say, I'm going to go to number three. Make no commitment in life. Just kind of be involved in your business and your home life. The truth is you must commit yourself with a passion and an obsession to your purpose, your family, your business, and your goals. Commit yourself to life. Commit to living each moment fully, productively, and joyfully. Commit to health, wealth, and happiness as a here and now reality. Committing to do gives you the ability to do. You don't have to do anything, but what you commit to do, yes, you can do it. Remember what Shakespeare said. Things won are done. Joy's soul lies in the doing. So that's another good one that I kind of like. And just, in other words, get with it. And here's one that I kind of enjoy, too. There's I love them all because obviously I put them together.
Yes.
And it's don't have a positive mental attitude. Be a pessimist. Look at the negative side of everything. Tell yourself you're a nobody. Feel sorry for yourself. Believe your own lies and be dishonest with yourself. Worry yourself sick. Wow. The truth, your attitude is your life. You create your own reality. You can't control the world, only how you react to it. The most powerful force is what you say to yourself and what you believe about yourself. Your perception is your reality. In life, your attitude determines your altitude. I kind of like that one, being a Navy fighter pilot. Keep your faith along with a positive mental attitude. Do it, and you're a winner. Your greatest freedom is to choose your attitude in any and every situation. So choose your own way of doing and reacting. Make it a positive attitude. And, by all means, avoid negative people. So they'll drag you down, as you know.
One of my favorite things in that list is the affirmation. Number one, I'll do it. Number two, I'll do it now. Number three, I'll do it right. Number four, I'll do it right now. Why don't you talk a little about this? Because one of the main things that hold people back, I say this as a life coach, as a success coach, is the procrastination. I'll get to it someday.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to play that? That's wonderful. I love that song.
Oh, how could I not play it at your request? But I wanted you to say a little bit about that first, because with the kind of results that you have, there's no way that you could ever be a someday person. So I will play it, but I just wanted you to share what keeps you going and motivated. You accomplished so much. Why don't you share about that? What keeps you going? I'm sure there are times you don't feel like it and don't want to, and you don't succumb to that.
Well, that's That's one of the items. It's number 7, by the way, and it's called procrastinate. Waste your time. Do it later. Mañana, as they say in Espanol. So, simply watch all the trashy TV you can. Read all the trashy magazines and newspapers. Discuss it in depth with all of your coworkers and so forth, as if it's really important. The truth is, learn daily. Your knowledge, skills, and education can't be taken away. What's the difference between a person that can't read and one that won't read? Not much. So be a self-starter. Be vigorous. Be prompt. You can only win when you begin. Go for it. People that never take chances never get ahead. And here's something that I added in there. It's a little old and outdated now because they're gone, but read Dear Abby or Ann Landers, she passed away, for some good advice from twin sisters who know what they're talking about. And when they're wrong, they admit it. I like that. We're all human, and we all make mistakes. Then read
I was a big fan of theirs, absolutely. Let me get to that Sunday poem written for all of you out there that actually believe there is a Sunday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And for sure, Len Kane, you don't exist by Sundays, or you wouldn't have accomplished nearly any of the things you did. It's right here, right now, and very notable accomplishment. Anything else you want to add on the secrets before we move on to Dr. David Dubin and your new relationship with him and what that's all about?
Well, I just wanted to say a special thank you again for sending me your beautiful poem someday. I cherish it because it makes so much sense. It's real, it's now, it helps everybody that reads it. And ladies and gentlemen, it is terrific because it's creative and clever. And it's from Joyce Barry, her own self. Hi, golly.
Thank
Just
you.
Follow it, enjoy it. Yes, ma'am.
So let's take one more success secret, because they were all, every one of them really hits home a major point. And then we'll go on and talk about Dr. David Dubin.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, number 20, I think, and this is really important. It says, never be gracious or grateful. Now, never say please or thank you. Be the rugged individualist with bad manners. Show everybody that you don't need them. And I'll get to the truth, but how many of you, whenever you say thank you to somebody, they don't say you're welcome. They say no problem. And it just kind of drives me crazy, and I usually say, let me offer you a little helpful hint. If somebody says thank you, and then they're sincere about appreciating what you've done for them, it's not no problem. Say that you're welcome. It's a reciprocal response to a very courteous and kind statement. And the other thing that's bugging me, if you will, and you hear it and see it from everybody. And I wrote an article about this. It was in the San Diego Union Tribune newspaper here in Southern California. And it's the use of the word, you know, not the word, but two words. And you listen to people talk, and all they're doing is say, you know, you know, you know. We had a conference last week. A gentleman who was speaking in the conference, he said, you know, over 30 times in about 15 minutes. And it just gets to be, makes you crazy. But they keep doing it, and everybody says, you know, you know, you know. The worst I heard, Joyce, by the way, which I wrote in the article in the newspaper, I talked to a gentleman one day, and he said, well, you know, I don't know, you know. And I thought, there's a classic. You know, I don't know, you know. So anyway, if you're using the words, you know, just see if you can cut them out. Because then you can sound like a professional person, a knowledgeable person, an educated person, rather than more than 30 you knows in a 10-minute presentation.
I totally agree with you, but the one that really gets to me the most is that, and you mentioned it before, no problem. And there was a seminar by a very wise person, and he said, let me show you what happens when you respond with the word no problem. You're acknowledging someone for something, and they say no problem. Your subconscious mind is hearing the word problem, and that's becoming associated with you. That's what the subconscious is picking up. So a simple thank you would be so far better than no problem, when that's what they're left with, the word problem. And you mentioned that before too, Len, is something that drives you a little crazy.
Well, I guess I'm pretty crazy, because I get a lot of things that bug me. It's not that I take them to task, but I offer suggestions to make things better, and that's what it's all about. But wonderful stuff, wonderful things to be able to help make it a better life for everybody. And we have a little saying at the bottom, usually when I sign an email or a letter or what have you, to help make it a better world. And I got that from a gentleman by the name of Burl Walk, a gentleman from Philadelphia area who I met. Wonderful, wonderful man. And he's gone now, but he was terrific. Oh, gosh.
Yes, I agree. And what I'm left with in his memory is literally every day, as busy as he was, and his office was an entire floor. I met with him several times. But every day at the stroke of 11 Eastern, he tuned into my show and listened to my show each and every day. And I was very humbled by that. And it really gave me the wherewithal to know that I'm making a difference. Because someone on his level, with the meetings he had scheduled each and every day, the kind of people that showed up in his office, he always made time to listen to my show. And another thing, Len, you mentioned gratitude. This is a poem I didn't write, but it's probably one of the best I've ever heard on gratitude by someone named Wynn. So let me share that with our audience, because it really is very significant.
Being thankful, and this is submitted by Wynn. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made an effort. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they will become your blessings.
I thought that was very meaningful. What did you think about that, Len Kane?
Oh, I enjoy that. And it's just the good guidance of people who have been there and done that, and they're helping to make a better life for others. Because if people follow that beautiful little poem, they're going to be enhanced in their self-respect, in their respect for others. And that's what it's all about. Helping to make it a better world. Golly. And Mr. Burrow Walk, I used to call him my big brother Burrow, BBB, whenever we'd be on his show or we'd visit with him or talk to him on the phone. He was a kick in the pants. Ladies and gentlemen, every now and then you'll meet somebody that is so distinctively unique and refreshing. And Joyce Barry has been there and done that with him, and she knows all about it. And what a shared wonderful experience, wasn't it, Joyce?
Absolutely, and I really do miss him. He called me his adopted daughter.
Oh gosh, well, I was his adopted younger brother, if you will.
So that makes us brother and sister.
That's right. We are. So he was my BBB, Big Brother Burrow. Wonderful man.
A little bit about David Dubin. You mentioned him on your website. You click on your mental health and find out about him. From what I understand from the website, it's brain-related dysfunctions. So what is your connection with all that? Do you use him in terms of helping the veterans that came back from war deeply scarred?
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the projects and programs we are working together. One of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society is a gentleman by the name of Joel Gripping. And I met him through Earl Walk. Isn't that a small world coincidence? But anyway, Joel, my wife Ann and I are from Scranton, Pennsylvania area where we grew up. And I tell people I'm a coal miner's kid. And there's a Mansfield University up there in northeastern Pennsylvania where my high school football coach went to school. And then I met this Joel Griffing, wonderful man, who graduated from Mansfield in 59. And an interesting little bit of story about him. And I'm going to work my way into the Dr. David Dubin story. And he graduated in 59. He was an All-American basketball player. Wow, that's really something. But that same year, he was an All-American golfer. Now, I don't know about you, but I never heard of somebody being an All-American in two sports at the same time. Anyway, Joel went on to get his doctorate in mathematics, brilliant man, and went on to be in a personal advisor to President Reagan, President George Bush the senior, President George Bush the junior, and the nice people Parliament in London town said, hey, it's okay if Dr. Griffin comes over and helps us with some of our problems. And his good guidance, saving money, here's how to do it. Great guy, like I say, brilliant. And during that time frame, ended up with stage 4 cancer in the throat area. And there isn't any stage 5, by the way. And with a lot of prayers and a lot of good medical assistance, he survived, and he is still doing his work. And as I mentioned, he is a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society, thanks to Burrell Walk introducing us. Wonderful stuff. And by the way, we're building homes for veterans and others. Right now we're building 600 homes in near Biloxi, Mississippi. We've done a bunch of homes in Florida, and we have 192 other spots in this country where we will be developing little communities, building these homes. The people who want to help build them can end up being one of the owners of the homes. It's just a marvelous program, and it's going on right now. But one of the things that Joel Griffin did one day, he called me and said, hey, Len, I want to introduce you to a gentleman by the name of Dr. David Dubin, D-U-B-I-N, and he's in the Los Angeles area. And he's in the neuro business. And in layman's terms, I'm telling you what he does. He realigns the brain waves. And you say, well, how does he do that? I went through 2 sessions with him and how it goes, and they're very short, 15 minutes. And what he does, he sits down, he's talking to you, and he puts these little plugs attached, sort of glues them, if you will, around the skull. And the wires are connected, and it comes into a computer, which he is in control of the software that's doing this stuff. And he'll sit there and talk to you and ask you questions, and you'll respond, and you'll talk, and he's just aligning. And this is not a Dr. Frankenstein with big lightning bolts. The amount of current that's going into the brain is less than you get when you put your iPhone, your smartphone, up to your ear. So it's not crazy that will hurt anybody. And what he does, as I said, he realigns the brain waves. It's more complicated than that with the neurosurgeons and all that. They know what's going on. But the thing is, let me give you a couple examples. First off, I'm going to invite you to visit goldenrulesociety.org. And in the navigation buttons, go down to the bottom. It says your mental health. Click on that. It's going to take you to access the Dr. David Dubin's website. And you click on there and you see testimonials. I'll give you just one because there's a bunch of them. That said, I came back from Afghanistan and I left my soul over there. I was engaged to be married back here in the States. I canceled the engagement and I just don't have no why I'm even here and all that. And the next thing that happens, and 22 suicides a day from our veterans. That's what's going on right now. And we're trying to stop that. So this veteran came and went through the series, a new person now. It's amazing. I mean, back to reality. And the National Football League came to Dr. Dubin and said, hey, we heard what you're doing, and we've seen what the results of this. We want you to just focus on all of the football players in the NFL. And his response was very nice. He said, I'm an advisor to the Golden Rule, and in living the Golden Rule, we don't exclude anybody. We include everybody. So he's helping people. And one of the football players, the wives are saying, he didn't even know who the kids were. He couldn't take them to school because he didn't. Now look at him. He's back to being a real person again. And it's that simple. How many sessions does a person need depends on the individual. You could get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, however. But if you're just people who are depressed, people who are maybe suffering alcoholism or drug problems, and all of these things, what happens is they're becoming real Americans, real people again. It's wonderful. And what we're doing, working with another organization that I'm a part of called PROSOCIAL, which stands for Professional and Social, we have over 330,000 licensed medical professionals that are going to be using Dr. Dubin's program. It very simple. Plug it in, put the little beads up around the skull area, turn it on, and just make sure that the brain waves are aligned. That is going to be marvelous.
That is absolutely awesome. But while we're on the topic of turning on something, I want to suggest to you folks to turn on our show each and every day to hear people like the extraordinary Len Cain. Every day is designed to make an impact in your life. And here, in the words of our health guru, the ever-wise Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening to our show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And right on the upper left of the homepage, you'll see my picture. And under that, if you click on follow, you will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. So you need not miss any show. If you can't be with us when we are live at 11 Eastern each weekday, you can go to our archives, download the shows, play the shows anytime you wish, 24/7. So I invite you to become a follower, and each day, we promise you, we'll bring you the kind of guests, the kind of information that could dramatically impact your life in a very positive way. So, Len, as we're starting to wind down here, getting back to the golden rule, and you saying you, I love that story you told, by the way, how you got into it, and you've been into it big time for 44 years. How do you get people off their BUT or BUTT to actually do a random act of kindness to pay it forward? It's something we always advocate. What do you want to tell them about that?
Well, it's very simple. What we have, for those who visit the site, we have in the navigation buttons, it's called 3 for Free. And 1 is an action plan for living. So we tell people that if you follow the action plan for living, you're going to be more successful in your life. And I always say that I'd give you a money-back guarantee on that, but I can't because it's free. but it's a logical guarantee. And you know that if you follow the teachings of these wonderful people, and they are historians, if you will, you're going to be more successful. Is that what you want? Of course it is. We all want to be more successful, happier, all those things. So that's one. The second item in there is call the action plan for business. Simply how to run a business. And it's a Reader's Digest version, but here's what you have to do. Here's what you should do to be more successful in business. And it's there for you. It's in the three for free. The third one is addressed for children of all ages, and that includes all of us. But third level of morality is the contractual agreement. If you agree to do something with somebody that says, I agree, I'm going to do something as well with you together, both side by each, as we jokingly say, that is a moral agreement. It's a contract. So what this thing is, it's an agreement, contract, if you will, between a child, whatever age, and the parents. And the child, you have to look at it to see it, says, I'm going to do my dear mom and dad, I'm going to do my very best in school. I'm going to make you proud of me. I'm going to stay away from drugs and alcohol and that sort of stuff. And I'm not going to get tattooed or body piercing and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to be a good kid. I'm going to do all these things to make you proud again. And the parents, on the bottom part of that, they sign their name and they say, with all of our love and respect, we're going to support you in everything that you do. What a nice contract. And here's a little aside from that. What this is, I can picture a high school kid that goes to school, and some big bully of a guy comes up and says, hey, why don't you try this drug, marijuana, whatever the heck he has. Hey, why don't you try this? No, thank you, is the response. And, of course, peer pressure, we all know what that is. And they said, what are you, chicken? And the kid says, no, but I have a contract and agreement with my parents. Said, I told them I was never going to do this. And what kind of a person are you that would want me to break my word of honor with my parents just because you call me a chicken, so I have to do this druggy? No thanks. Get out of my life.
And I think that's awesome, and I just want people to know how easy you made it for people, because on the three for free, every one of those three things, there's a link that you click on, and it'll give you all that information. So for those of you who say, wow, I got to get to that, I got to get to the website, all these things that you got to do, then I say, as a coach, ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure. There is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day
for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
So as we start winding down here, I want to say, Len Kane, you're an awesome guest. You're always welcome on the show. I certainly invite you to give us the breaking news, worldwide audience, about anything, because anything you do is highly significant to impact people's lives around the world. What message would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, the message is very simple, that first, I think that the requirement for graduation from high school is that at least a minimum of one semester, high school students ought to be required to listen daily to the Joyce Barry Show. What they will learn, what they will get from all the other wonderful people who are your guests on your show are marvelous. And, of course, the inspiration that you provide, those are the kind of things that youngsters ought to have before they graduate high school. And they'll be more successful because of it and all the wonderful things that you do. And I'm going to say continued success. And all I can do is suggest again to the people who are listening, your audience, your friends, your family, what have you, to visit the website, both websites, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G, and the Joyce Barry and Friends, because it's going to make your life so much better. So that's my final, not my final thing, but that's to kind of tidy up the show today. And do yourself that favor, ladies and gentlemen. There's a bunch of stuff in both sites. You'll enjoy it. And best wishes to you all.
Thank
you again, Joyce. God bless you.
We love you, and we wish you many blessings. And I wrote this prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us every day, and you can start that right here, right now, with the Joyce Barry MASH.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
do the Joyce Berry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Berry and Friends.